Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Toll, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st century talk for a no bullshit world. Because it takes a village of hopefully respectful minded members. Right, Troy?
That's right.
All right,
we got the sound of that.
That's a good one. Respected minded members, because a village is full of members, community members. Yeah, I believe that though. You got to be respectful. Let's get started with that because it's Movie Monday, so Troy's in the house again. Way to go, Troy.
Good morning, everyone.
The only thing is, Troy didn't see the movie.
Ah!
Oh.
Well,
no, you were traveling.
I was traveling. I do have a good excuse.
Yeah, New York City.
I love that city.
Was it awesome?
It was awesome. It was. It was great. Really great.
October.
Completely different, of course, from Los Angeles. But yes.
Completely beautiful weather this weekend you had?
Fall.
Fall weather.
Yeah. Mm. Trees look beautiful.
Cold at night.
Yes. Mm. It was nice, though, for New York. It really was.
I miss it.
I kind of miss it, too.
It's been over 2 years since I've been back.
Well, I might be going back sooner than you think.
Yeah, I know. You can't really talk about all the good news. But, yeah, your play might be maybe rocking it in New York City, huh?
Yeah, that would be great.
That will be awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
you heard it first.
You heard
right
it first.
On
Tola Talks.
On Tola Talks. So what we got today, Rich?
Well, we got Fury, starring Brad Pitt and the gang. We'll talk about that. It's also, let me give a throwback from Friday's. Thanks to Friday's guest, beautiful, talented Cooper Phillip. Oh, yeah. She was in the house. She's 21 years old. I mean, she played two songs. You guys should check it out in the archives. All right, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. She played Silence and the namesake from her EP called Walk a Mile. I mean, this girl, she can sing. She's really good. Yeah, Cooper, give a shout out to her. She was awesome. And Yanni was in here playing guitar. Yeah, no, it was a good crowd. So we had a really good day. Check it out in the archives. Or if you want to check out more on my website, it's on there too, richtola.com. And, on this day in history, Troy, why don't they add this into the equation? President Lincoln formally established Thanksgiving as a holiday in 1864.
I should know that.
Yeah, what do you think about that? You teaching that to your son?
Well, he is American. I guess I have to.
Well, yeah, that's true. You don't celebrate that over at the across the pond, do you?
No, you're celebrating us leaving you guys alone.
So that's the last thing you're going to do is celebrate. So you don't even have a day where you're like celebrate turkey dinner or anything over there?
Of course, Christmas.
Christmas.
Yes. Hmm. Wonderful holiday.
That is a wonderful holiday. Well, we're coming to that soon, quick, down the slippery slope. But it's also in 1960, I remember this. You don't remember this. You weren't born. In 1968, Jacqueline Kennedy married Aristotle Onassis on the island of Scorpios. I remember that. I was 5 years old. That was a big deal. You don't remember that, right?
No, I wasn't born.
Way
was
before
not
your day.
Even a twinkle in my mother's eye.
Twinkle. Well, it's a happy birthday to the late, great Mickey Mantle. And you know his birthday today. I think we did Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
43.
Calvin Broadus.
Yep. That's his real name. The Snoop Dogg. Remember the Chronic? Ooh, he's awesome. Give a shout out to Snoop.
He does have some doggy features, though. You know,
he's the man.
No, I think he's great.
He does.
Know that video? The video where they all morph into the dogs and stuff? I thought, wow, he really is
Snoop.
A Doberman.
He is. No doubt. Snoop. No, Snoop's awesome. Yeah, and if anybody wants to call in today, you know the lines are open. It's right on the screen there if you're on our the LA Talk Radio website. Or it's 818-602-4929. And if we can answer, we will. We'll pick up. Right, Troy?
Yeah. Call in. Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to give a shout out, right?
Yeah.
While I'm here
to
my girlfriend, Shasha, who's in from the United Kingdom and listening.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shasha. Awesome. She's having a good time.
She's having a great time.
What a great place to be. Great weather for her.
Yeah. She's only been here about 3 days or 2 days even. Mm. Yes.
So the shock hasn't worn off yet.
No, she's loving it. I'm trying to get her to come out here.
Oh, you got to come out
on a more
here,
permanent
Shasha.
Basis, no, right, Shasha? Mm.
Got to do
and
it.
And my little nephew, Jetski.
Jetski?
Yeah. Like well, that. His name's Jet, but Jet. I call him Jetski. I always have Ooh. Done since he was born.
What a cool name.
Yes, it is Look a cool name. Yes, he's yeah. a smart little Jetskis. Cookie too. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We like to keep it in the family, the unusual name.
I see.
You know what I mean? For
I
these
see.
Boys, they need a strong identity.
They do.
They're going to lead the way.
On ooh. That note, ooh, leading the way. Ooh, I like that. Mm. I really like those. Leading the way around the globe for the latest news stories, right? Let's talk a few here. Try this one. Well, congrats to Peyton Manning. Everybody knows him.
Oh, my gosh. Mm, right? What about that? What about that? I mean, I'm not a huge NFL fan, but that was amazing.
Amazing. Broke the football record of Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. NFL's career passing touchdown.
But he's a consistent player.
Oh, you forget know, it. He's 38 down. Years old, first of all. He's one of the greats of all time, no doubt. And he... yeah, he broke the record, 509th regular season touchdown pass to Demaryius Thomas. I watched that a couple times. He flares out to the right, throws an 8-yard pass, right? The guy kind of 1 foot in. What a great pass. He's awesome. I mean, Manning went 22 for 26, threw for 318 yards with 4 scores. I mean, come on. They think this guy's going to go to 600, Troy. That's a tough one to beat.
Yeah, if anyone can do it, he can. You know, the NFL's been going for, what, almost 50 years. So that's a pretty great record.
Pretty great record. Pretty you know? Great player.
Yeah. And he comes from a footballing dynasty, right?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Brother, father, everybody there.
Yeah. Well done, Peyton.
Awesome. And they was they kind of wrung him out to dry a while back. Remember, he was going to retire. He got injured.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They always
Broncos.
Do that.
Of course they do.
They always do
He's
that.
Not ready yet.
No.
No.
When it's your time, it's your time.
Well,
it's not his time.
No. Congrats. Good luck the rest of the year. Good. Let's move on here. We're calling this You're Clear. Well, this is actually more good news for the 48 people who came in contact with Patient Zero. Remember Patient Zero, Ebola victim, Thomas Eric Duncan? Going and play. Well, no symptoms after 21 days, so they're free, kind of. They're cleared today, and his fiance was in that group. So they had a monitoring period because, you know, they had the symptoms that could flare up within those 3 weeks. So right now there's still 120 people being monitored. 75 of those are those healthcare workers. And good news, Nigeria, Spain, Senegal, all Ebola free. The bad news for Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone. I mean, that's the worst. They say the worst is yet to come, they think. But, well.
Well, we shouldn't have lost... Thomas Eric Duncan in the first place. He should still be with us. So may he rest in peace. That was unfortunate and unnecessary.
Well, it's here, and hopefully it's eradicated throughout the world, but we're getting started with those. At least some of these countries are, and for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the mishandling and all that.
Yeah.
They weren't prepared for it. No, they
weren't.
We're
not a third world country.
No.
You know?
No, they're not. They didn't take any. There was no specific training. We talked about that for a couple episodes last week. Episodes. I say episodes. Shows.
Yeah, shows. I mean,
you're too busy in New York. Couldn't listen to them. Too busy.
I'll go back. That's what the archives are for.
Got to go back to the archives. Mm-hmm. No, there's some good ones there. But no, you're right. Let's. I don't want to get on the whole. We talk about that a lot. It's in the news. You know, we just try to touch upon these stories, guys. So just kind of keep your heads up there. The good news is people are not getting infected.
Yeah.
That's a good news.
Yeah. And the airlines are really on top of it.
They're
Let me
stringent.
Tell you, I was given sanitary, you know, those wipes. I was given those constantly throughout the sani wipes, they're called, throughout the whole flight, 3 and 4 times. That's unheard of.
Throughout the whole flight?
Yes.
Right. Oh, right.
Constantly.
I know what you're
they would come around with these sachets. It was called sani wipes.
Okay.
And, you know, for all the passengers. So they are really being diligent about it.
Well, hopefully people stay conscious of it.
Yeah.
You know, especially in planes after reading about babies being changed on the trays. You weren't here for that. That was one of the bad things people do in planes. We talked about that on a previous show. Got to check them out in the archives. But hey, how about this one? And I even tweeted to this gal calling it Welcome Back, Monica. Remember Welcome Back, Cotter?
Yeah.
75 to 79. They had 4 seasons of that with Vinny.
And John Travolta.
Oh, he was the man. Well, Monica Lewinsky, Yeah, she dropped out of the public spotlight. Remember, 13 years ago, after she was branded the intern who had an affair with President Bill Clinton. Well, she joined Twitter. Yeah, I tweeted. I was the 11,300th follower of Monica. I like her. No, she writes essays. She wrote an essay in May for Vanity Fair about her life after the affair. And then, in July, she did one about online bullying. So she's definitely a contributor to Vanity Fair. And today she's given a speech to the Forbes Under 30 Summit, first public speech in 13 years. And she's on Twitter. I did tweet her.
Good for you.
I did. I said, rock it. I said, it'd be great to have you on the show. I'd love to have her on the show.
Yeah, why not?
Monica. She's interesting life path. Yeah. You're like rolling your eyes. Troy's rolling her eyes here. But it does say this, Troy, her speech. Her remarks will focus on her life after the affair and scandal that led to Clinton's impeachment. Hillary, you know what she said? Three words. I've moved on.
Yay! Yay! Forget about it.
Oh, Hillary's. I like Hillary.
Yeah, exactly.
I like Bill Clinton, too.
Oh, me too.
I like Monica Lewinsky. I mean, what the heck? I mean, why wouldn't you? I like that when he, did you watch that video? I watched the video again that he spoke. Was it January of 99?
Yeah.
This all came out in December of 98. Yeah, and then the video, he didn't have sexual relations with that woman. And then like 20 minutes later, he said, Miss Lewinsky. All of the psychotherapists came out and said, well, he's talking about one thing and he's thinking of another thing. And he's, you know, I don't know, were they doing a lie detector when he did that? I forget. This is going way back.
Too many years.
What's that, 16 years?
Yeah, but now it would just be scandal, like Kerry Washington, you know?
It would all
just melt away in the background.
Well, 16 years later, let it melt away. Who cares?
Yeah,
I mean, what
she
did then, it's like, come on. If I go back 16 years, forget about it. Shoot me.
Yeah, let's not go back 16 years with you. Okay,
No. We can't do that. No. How about seven? Number seven. Unlucky seven is our next story. This is a sad one, Troy.
Oh, no.
Number seven passed away. Suni, 34 years old. Yeah. The northern white rhino. Yeah, number seven. There's only seven northern white rhinos in the world. Now there's only six left, and they're all in captivity in Kenya. Mm-hmm. But he passed away.
Yeah.
That's sad. Yeah, but you know, more importantly, though, he was one of two breeding males left. So there's only one male left, and there's two breeding females. So, wow, this guy's got his work cut out for him.
Darn those poachers.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that's how it's all ruined. This old Pieta Conservancy. Hope I'm saying that. Pieta Conservancy. I don't know. I'm hopefully pronouncing that correctly. But they said, a sorry testament to the greed of the human race.
Yeah.
Which is going to lead to their extinction for sure.
And several other species at that, too.
Oh, yeah. No, and the bad news for the breed is that they made it. On April of 2012, right? The one male made it with one of the females. First time in 10 years. Guy can't be too horny. Had no offspring.
Excuse the pun.
Of course. I'm hoping they get in that. You know, rhino, pun, horny. Hello. No, it's April 2012. And then a month later, the guy was, you know, poking around in there, Mr. Maley. But it didn't work, so. The northern white rhino is a subspecies to the southern white rhino. Good news is there's 20,000 of those left in the world. But that's what we do. We just ruin the planet. Kill everything. Eventually kill ourselves. Right, Troy?
Yeah, well, we need to stop with that.
That would be nice.
Well, a bit more global responsibility.
Speaking of things coming to a crashing halt, calling this horseshoes and hand grenades. It was a kid who used to say, you know, when you say the word almost, it's like, no, almost doesn't count, only in horseshoes and hand grenades. Yeah, you almost hit the target. Yeah, we'll talk about that with fury. A lot of hand grenades going off in that movie. Way too many hand grenades. But did you hear about this? The closest comet near miss. So the closest comet near miss known to astronomers just happened. But, ooh, everything's okay. It's all right, Troy. Where did it happen? It's a comet. They named it Siding Spring. It came within one-third the distance of the Earth to the Moon. See, instead of just telling you 87 miles, they say one-third the distance from the Earth to the Moon. What the hell? Do you know that number, Troy? Hey, how far is the Earth to the moon? I don't know. One third. Okay, 87 times three. It's like, whoa, people, just say about 100 miles. 100 miles or so. It's our Mars to Mars, not Earth. Oh. So the comet came close to Mars, and NASA's orbiters and rovers on Mars, I know this, they said they got a front row seat, but they had to run for cover. They said they moved to the other side of the planet. Now, how quickly does it take to get to the other side of Mars? I don't know. But now it's the closest recorded pass ever by any planet. Why does that matter? Well, they said the debris and all the gas flying, part of it travels at 126 miles an hour.
Wow. Ooh.
No threat to the Earth, though. But I even heard the Hubble got in on the action, taking pictures over there, probably trying to get some selfies going on. I don't know.
That's what the world's come to.
Right.
Selfies. Yes.
Selfies in space.
Every opportunity.
Speaking of selfies. Talk about being selfish or crazy. I'm going to label this lady as a nut job. Get your shit together award, Troy. You know,
nut
every day.
Job. Gosh,
she's a nut job. You ever heard that?
Oh, I have, but I just haven't heard it for a while. Okay, so why is she a nut job? What does she do?
Okay, well, we're talking Get Your Shit Together award, just award, right, out of the podcast. Well, she should be listening to number 7. Okay, it's called Take Out the Machete. Well, this guy tried, but it didn't work, and it's not real, but here we go. Meaning not a real machete, but Genoveva Nunez Figueroa. She's 30 years old. She was arrested Sunday morning on suspicion of illegal entry after she spent a few hours stuck in a chimney of the home of her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, how unfortunate.
Not her ex-boyfriend. They said a man, I'm going to use that term loosely, a man who recently ended a relationship with her. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At 5:45 a.m., the neighbors heard her crying and they called 911. She was 8 feet from the top.
Oh, gosh.
Troy, check it out. This guy met this lady online. 6 weeks they dated, whatever, date. He slept with her. Come on.
Yeah.
Start sleeping with her. And he ended it. He said it was the second attempt. He tried to get in his house once she climbed on the roof. Lady, Genoveva, you got to get your shit together. What do you do? Climbing through the chimney, 8 feet from the top, this lady's stuck. And this is near Thousand Oaks.
He's just not that into you.
Lawrence is his name. That's it. They didn't give a last name.
Oh, gosh. How embarrassing to be stuck down a chimney.
Try. What's Lawrence got going on over there? This lady's all freaked out trying to climb down. And he made a comment. What's he say about Santa Claus? I think he made the comment. He goes, it wasn't Santa Claus for sure.
Whatever he's packing, it's good stuff, right?
What's this world coming to? A lady cuts a lady. Got to get your shit together. 30 years old. I mean, I could see maybe.
Yeah,
I couldn't see. What age would that be acceptable?
It's not acceptable. Don't try this at home, okay?
She needs to take out the machete and cut her own arm off here and say, hey, what the hell? Like, get rid of this guy. Got rid of you. He doesn't want to see you. He doesn't want to sleep with you anymore. Next.
Yeah, but it's so dangerous. Why on earth would you go down a chimney? I mean, it's...
She wanted to get
in. That is insane.
No, that's insane. Well, because she figured she could slither her way in. I don't know. I wonder if she works out. I didn't see a picture of her.
I wonder if she just thinks it's like Santa Claus. You can just climb through those chimneys. She doesn't realize that, you know, they're all made differently. Some narrow, some look wide at the top and then narrow as you go down.
I mean,
there's a manner of things. There's a manner of toxins she could have picked up from, you know, whatever people burn up their chimneys and, a myriad of things.
How desperate is this lady to be climbing down the chimney to some guy who's blown you off twice? Hey, ladies, if a guy blows you off, forget about it. Don't be going back for anything. Next, write him off the list. He's pretty much out of your universe.
Yeah, move on.
Move on.
Mm-hmm.
Whack job. Climbing down a chimney. I bet you she was...
And wasting firefighters' time. No
That's
doubt.
Right. That's right. Wasting their time. No, yeah.
And especially in Thousand Oaks, where there's a lot of, you know, there's still fires going on and stuff like that. So, you know, our firemen work hard enough. They don't need to be called out for some rubbish like, you know, a woman trying to...
Can you imagine looking down the fireman?
Illegally enter somebody's property via a chimney.
I could see it, looking down, this lady looking up, all stuck in there, crying. Lady, you got to get your shit together, Genevieve. All right, get it together. And on that note, let's whip it on over to Fury. That's a
Fury. Well, woo! I've heard nothing but, well, I've heard mixed reviews on this, but mostly good.
Well, mostly good. Well, you got Brad Pitt. He's well, yeah, awesome. Bad, I mean, I think he's awesome. He's a movie star. But he's a movie star in a World War II movie. So we'll talk about that, but let's give you some details. The writer, David Ayer, well, he wrote Training Day, Fast and Furious. I mean, this guy's done a lot of work. He's a great writer. It's actually a good piece, I will say. $68 million budget. They did $24 million opening weekend. Yeah, I think they had anticipated like 25 or maybe, was it even 30? I'm not sure, but I know the numbers were pretty good. Not great, not outstanding. Gone Girl did a little better. Takes place April 1945, and it's kind of like they put that right on the screen, boom, out of the gate. So, okay, it's all kind of framed. Most people watching this movie don't remember April 1945, World War II. You know a lot about that war?
Yeah, well, it's the most covered one for my generation, I guess, right. from history.
Nastiest. It was the yeah. It was a war of attrition, really, just... Germany, they were in Germany. So the Allied, they made it through the final push and they kind of ended up in Germany. So now you got our buddy Brad Pitt is a battle-hardened Army Sergeant, Don War Daddy Collier. Call him War Daddy. He's a badass who commands Sherman tank called Fury and his men. A couple good guys. Shia LaBeouf does a great job. This guy, Logan Lerman, John Bernthal, and Michael Pena. But it's all guys. I will say that. No romance. Nah, none. There's a couple. Not even a couple. I'd say there's one scene, but it's not really romantic. I don't know, Troy. It wasn't very heartfelt. I wasn't getting that.
No, it's interesting because those actors are all quite, well, they all know how to do vulnerability. So it's interesting that there wouldn't be any vulnerable moments in there, and especially dealing with war, and especially that war.
You saw guys that were a little bit twisted, wrapped too tight. Been right. together for a long time, on the edge, ready to die any minute, wondering why probably they haven't died. Shia LaBeouf does a good job. I think he goes pretty far. Brad Pitt is stoic. I mean, he's very stoic. Kind of, I mean, you see a lot going on. You see the turmoil. All these guys have turmoil because of what they've seen, and they kind of talk about it. The dialogue talks a lot about sort of like the conditions of their minds.
Right.
As well as seeing the actors. But, I don't know. I couldn't help but say that you've seen all this like World War II movies. I'm not a big guy. I don't know why. Maybe Vietnam. I like Vietnam movies. World War II movies. It's all countryside. Everything's like it's on the countryside. Vietnam, it's in the jungle. It's a little more, I don't know, great cinematography. But again, you got a lot of open fields, a lot of smoke, a lot of burning bodies.
A lot of blood, right?
Blood.
Yeah.
Well,
I've heard there
but
was
blood and blood. Mud. It's a very muddy movie.
Well,
it's very.
It took place in Europe, so yeah, that's in keeping with the conditions in Europe.
And that time of year. Yeah. And, I don't know, Troy. I will say this. I mean, yeah, there's great performances, right? Like I said, Shia, Brad, but something was missing.
No Oscar winning moments in there, no.
I don't know. How many? They give out the. They nominate. More this year, right? Or they're nominating more. Is it 10 movies, 12 movies? I think the movies has gone up, but I'm not sure about the...
I think it's 12.
It's 12.
It used to be 10.
But in terms of the actors, that hasn't increased, right?
No, it hasn't.
Because I don't know. I mean, when I'm looking at this, does Shia LaBeouf get a nod for co-starring role? Maybe. But I don't know. Brad, not feeling it. Moneyball, he was amazing. Remember that? But
yeah,
again,
of course.
There's tiny little bit of sex, not even. You're not seeing much of that if you're going for that. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if we need another... Do we need another war movie? It's... Yeah, that's the difficulty.
war is hell. You know, I get that point across. It's muddy, bloody, crappy, shitty.
Or maybe it's because we haven't learned anything since World War II, because we keep having these wars.
Keep having these wars and...
And people are still getting over the, you know, still have scars from World War II.
People die and economies rebound in many ways.
Well, yeah, we know war. The war makes money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. War makes money.
Yeah, that's sick, but that's another...
That's another one. This film will make money, I think, because Brad, like I said, I big fan of his. But I'm going to say, Troy, 1.5 thumbs.
Wow.
I mean, we're cutting to the chase. I'm not going to recommend. I'm kind of glad you didn't see it. You know, I was going to call you, too, and I was going to say, let's, the Book of Life, I heard. I was in the gym on Sunday morning, and I go see the movie Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And this one in particular was at 11:30, which kind of, it's a little bit later. I like to go around 10. And this Book of Life, this guy was telling me, I'm like, oh, darn, got to call Troy.
That's an animated feature, right?
It's an animated feature, but yeah. He said it's amazing. He said, he's like, and this is a guy, he's all tatted up, my buddy. He's like, he wouldn't in a million years. I looked at him and I said, you know, I like animation. I typically don't go to see it in the theater. I'm going for more of the drama. He's like, no, me too, dude. You got to go, though. It's awesome. I'm like, ah. Oh. I'm like, how do we switch it up on Troy? And there was only one theater playing it. That was the Arclight in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I didn't make it there, and I made it to Fury, and I'm glad you didn't go see it, because I will say, even if you wait for it to come out on, I'd say, go back to watching The Equalizer. You liked The Equalizer.
I did.
You did.
Yeah. I think there's a whole slew of good movies, you know, right now. Nightcrawler, we're looking forward to that. Kill the Messenger.
It's on the 30th, Kill the Messenger.
Yeah.
With Renner.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, there's a bunch. They're all coming out now, I think, these next 2 months.
Yeah. And so I think it's a good movie-going time.
Movie-going season. Yeah. Weather's better all around. We talked about that on Friday, too. You know, overall, it's going to be warmer, a little wetter in the Northeast. But
looking good. So maybe we'll do Book of Life.
Yeah, well, we got to look into that, because I like getting them when they first come out.
Right.
You know, that first weekend. Let's see what's up for this week. I haven't really thought about it.
Okay.
It's Monday, Troy. You're like, But yes. Movie Mondays...
So 1.5 thumbs for Fury. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Out of, you know, 0 to 3, guys. So 3 being Braveheart, Rocky.
Right.
I mean, I put those up there. Godfather. I watched The Godfather the other night.
Yeah. Can you believe that? I can watch that over and over again.
Over and over again, those scenes.
Yeah. It's great. That's amazing movie making.
And
storytelling,
he did a great
actually.
Job. Right. Yeah, storytelling and how those scenes are pieced together. I was thinking Enzo the Baker. He stands out on the front. He's nervous. And I love that scene when he lights the cigarette after, how calm he was. Just the power of that scene, because it said so much about Pacino kind of moving into the role of the Don soon.
Yeah, see
how he got off on the Fury? Went from Fury. But no, a lot of blood, a lot of bodies, a lot of mud, a lot of... it was a nasty war.
Yeah.
We weren't around for that.
No, our parents were, though.
Our parents were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. My father and my mother were alive for that very little. Mm. That was a different time.
And my grandmother. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. And all the wars that filed, every war is ridiculous. It's horrible. But it occurs. So, Troy, should we be talking about this? Because I read this at the mayoclinic.org. It's a website.
Okay.
Yeah, Mayo Clinic. It's the number one hospital in the nation, ranked by U.S. News. They did How to Stay Motivated. I thought we'd do a little fitness segment since you and I like to rock it on the fitness world.
Yeah, we do.
Basically, How to Stay Motivated. They gave 7 ways to do so.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm going to add to it. Let's talk about it. First one is to set goals.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Before you start a program, during your program, what do you think, Troy?
I think before. I think it's good, because then you can accomplish something, and then you can keep pushing, you know, pushing the bar, pushing the boundaries, whatever it may be. But I think you need to start. So you've got to have a focal point. So if it means, let me get out of bed and put my workout clothes and walk around the block, if that's all you got for the first day, perfect. But at least you've set your focus, your focal point and your intention. So I think goals are good.
I like that.
Yeah, I think goal setting is really useful, definitely useful. Because also in life where we have so many things to think about, you have to be focused on what it is that you want to accomplish. And if you write it down and if you set out your intention clear and your intent and it's all clear, then it's easier to stay motivated.
It is. Now, the only thing I'm going to say on that is, because that me, I like to keep everything, kind of boil it down, simple it, strip it all down, get rid of all the excess. I do. Staying motivated people to embrace physical fitness.
Well, I'll just have to disagree with you on that. Because
you can disagree. I think writing it down is not, I don't think people do it. But let me finish. I think what you need to do is at the time. I think it's a function of time. I do. So setting your goals, like you said, if it's walking around the block and that takes you 15 minutes, you time that. So you say, okay, from when I have to get dressed, walk around the block, get undressed, it takes me 22 minutes, then that's your goal. Your goal is I got to do 22 minutes a day, boom, to start, and that's your month. And then I like the calendar aspect where you're checking off the calendar with a red pen. Check means you got your 22 minutes in and you start, like you said, you start small. But writing it down is great. I just don't think people go back and look at it. I really don't.
See, I like to put Post-its on refrigerators because I know that you're constantly in the refrigerator. And then you see it, you manifest it, you do it.
That wouldn't work in my house, right, Mom? Post-its, forget about it. Rosie Rowe, no way she's going to let you put anything on the refrigerator. No. But no, that's a good idea too. But people, you know, again, it's that extra step. I think that for me, yeah, Post-its kind of cool, but now you got to rip the thing off, put it on there, write something on the paper, or just like they're lazy. They're not even going to do the 22 minutes.
Yeah, but I think you have to change your whole mindset if you're going to adopt some sort of workout program or life change. You've got to see it. You've got to be reminded of it. Well, I mean, really, if you can't pick up a piece of pen, you know, a pen and a piece of paper and write down your intentions.
Well, I know what you're saying. I don't see these people doing it.
Because you can put it in your phone, but there's something about writing.
It's more you're beholden to the information, perhaps. You wrote it down.
Yes, because it makes an imprint on your brain. You've seen it.
I don't think, where are they going to put it, though? In a notebook? Who's carrying it? I carry a notebook, but you write it, most people. I'm thinking it's unachievable. But setting goals, I think, again, it's a time. And it's, you got to start with a time, amount of time each day and the number of days. And it's a calendar. It's easy for 30 days.
Specificity. Okay.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay.
That rules. Number two, they said, make it fun.
Definitely make it fun.
You got to make it fun. And you know, I'm going to go one step further. They talk about discovering hidden talents that you have. Like maybe you like one thing over another, you know, but, or join a league or something like that. But I'm going to go one step further with that, Troy. It's making it fun is up to you to make it fun. I mean, come on, I go to the gym every single day. Is it fun? Well, I believe it's fun, but I mean, it's kind of grindy. You know, I grind it out.
Well, I think it's a process. If you know yourself quite well that you aren't self-motivated, but you're motivated if you're with somebody else, then grab a buddy, you know, or do a group exercise class.
You just jumped up to number five, you know, Joy.
Sorry.
No, that's a good way. No, she's right. She grab a buddy. You got to make it fun. You got to make it doable for you.
Yeah.
Right. And the more fun it is, and I believe that. You got to trade. What about different things? Like if you're into jogging, if you like to walk fast, or maybe you like to bike or try those ellipticals. I mean, there's different things you could try. If you're a person who just clearly can't make it to the gym, like you said, get a buddy. Tag along. That's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Jumping ahead to number five, they said, you know, join forces with your friends. Because if you partner up, then you're kind of committed to it. I used to do
accountability.
That. You have to be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I see that a lot. I love seeing the husband and wife teams or the, you know, the boyfriend, girlfriend. I love seeing that when they're working out.
Yeah.
You see them together and, they're making it fun together.
Yeah. I have a client who Well, former client, and her husband, I see him in the gym. I see her daughter in the gym, but I don't see her in the gym. Mm. So I'm always texting and, you know, not trying to harass her, but encourage her to walk, do something, you know. And it's just bit by bit, just staying on top, sending the odd text message and saying, how you doing? And so on and so forth. And lo and behold, she was in the gym last week. I wasn't there, but she was in the gym. She said, I'm here and you're not. And I was like, I'm in New York. Hmm. But she got there.
You got through.
She got there eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, you got through.
So I think if I can get her and her husband to work out together, then she's more than likely to stay focused and stay committed and work out.
As long as she likes her husband, she hates her husband, it's not going to be fun. She thinks, ah, this guy's a jackass, well, then don't work out with him. No, you definitely should do it in partners, groups, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands. That's the best way, I think, because you make it fun. Number three, they say, well, this is what I've been talking about, the daily routine. Make physical activity a part of your daily routine. That's it.
Just like drinking your coffee having your breakfast.
Yeah, and what does that mean? Let's get specific on that, okay, people? Because this is what I'm looking at. To me, it's an extension of sleep. So I do it in the morning. Sleep 6, 7, 8 hours, whatever. Got to work out an hour a day minimum. And then I do the love doing the walk at night. Like tonight, I'm going to go for 3 miles. Yesterday, I did 2 miles. I always do that. Yeah, about 6 o'clock. I like to get teaching at 6:30, so I'll do it around 5. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
A hard, fat, you know, and I walk up to the hill, up to the mountain there. So you got to do that. And if you can make plans, now that's difficult twice a day, you know, morning and then night. But you got to pick one and it's got to be ingrained. And I really do say if this is another thing. They talk about walking up and down the sidelines. But, hey, if your day is you run a household and that's a 3-story house, then go up and down the stairs 20 times as part of your daily routine. Right?
Yeah.
If you're a mom with 4 or 5 kids.
Yep.
So what? Top to bottom, even if you don't have to do anything. That's awesome.
Yep.
Don't hold on to the railing. Good posture. That's a great workout. Yep. I believe that. Get Definitely. Down on your hands and knees and do push-ups and sit-ups, even if it's 15 minutes a day. And you take that 15 minutes when your child's taking a nap. You can do it. My sister did that.
There's no excuse not to exercise,
no excuse.
Really.
No, you got to make it a part of your daily routine. And like I say, build it in. To me, what time do you go to the gym? In the morning or whenever you're...
In the morning. Mm. I'm an early morning person.
What time is early?
Between 5:45 and, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm there at 6, so you're there by 6.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Out of there by 7:30.
Depends. If I'm... I have clients.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm there a little later.
A little later.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I love going in that early.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best. And everybody knows each other. You got that respect, common bond. Love it. If you could do it in the morning, peeps... You're awesome. That's the way to do it. Put it on paper, is what Troy said. That was number 4. Getting back to goal setting, they're saying put it on paper, keep a diary. I like the calendar.
Okay.
I'm a calendar guy. I like calendars, and I put everything in there, and then I just, boom, check it off. Teaching, workouts, I do. Use different colors. I'll do it online. I make it fun.
It's
all
project.
Color coordinated. My calendar looks so good. There's the red carpet events now. Thanks, Jenna. No, there's all sorts of stuff cooking.
But,
yeah, I have orange for Tola Talks.
Oh, okay,
Cool. And then I have blue and I have black. For me, it's black for my private stuff.
Ooh.
Little black calendar, like a little black book.
Yeah, exactly. Oof,
back in the day, had that, baby. I had to prune that when I got here. Pruned it down. All right, how about number 5? Well, number 5, we said join forces with your friends. I mean, we know that. That helps. Number 6. Now, what do they mean by this? Reward yourself.
That means that you can have a non-fat vanilla latte at the end.
A non-fat vanilla latte.
Yes.
Well, they're saying savor the moment. And what the hell does that mean, savor the moment? Yeah, right. Everybody's saying, give me some candy, sugar. Juice me up. What do you think, Troy?
I think rewards are good, but not obviously ones that are detrimental to your progress. You know, I think we need to switch our thinking on what a reward is, you know.
True.
Because it could be
what does that
mean? A manicure or a pedicure or you know, something nice like that, or, you know, just a pat on the back. Why does it have to be, oh, now I can have a big heaping, you know, heaping of sugar in my, you know, iced tea or whatever it may be, or on my cereal? No.
Shouldn't
it doesn't
be.
Mean that.
No.
No, no, no.
Pat on the back. But I like the mani-pedi. I really like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, your feet, your hands, definitely. As you're, you know, you're clenching them as you're power walking, yeah. Your feet as you're, you know, heel toe, yes.
Man, if you don't do that frequently, do the 30-day plan. Just tell yourself, I'm going to do something 20 minutes a day for 30 days straight.
Yep.
It's really not that much. But when you add it up, 20 minutes a day for 30 days, right?
Yep.
600 minutes.
Yep. Doing quick feet in the kitchen whilst you're
10 hours, people.
Sandwiches.
Did you see that? You got the 10 hours of fitness by doing 20 minutes a day in a month. Boom.
Yeah.
2-3 months later, you wake up, it's New Year's. You're like, hey, wait a minute. Feel pretty damn good. I didn't put on those holiday 15. You know, remember the freshman 15?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Now it's like the holiday 20. I don't even know what it is. 20, 25. You get, you better
That's
be careful.
Ridiculous.
You go get stuck in chimneys.
Yeah. Well, the holiday season here pretty much runs from Thanksgiving all the way through to, you know, January 4th or 5th.
Hmm. Thanksgiving.
That's, you know, it's a lot of weeks right there.
I think it's right now, Troy.
You know,
you go in the stores, it's all red. And I'm telling you, they put the red, the silver. I don't see any orange.
Wow.
I see the red and the silver. And
can we get Halloween out of the way first, please?
I love Halloween.
For a Christian country, it's a very interesting holiday to be celebrated, let me tell you.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. What about the little baby? Is he going out? No. He's too young.
Oh, I'm in America now. I just treat it as a fancy dress day.
Fancy dress day.
Yeah.
You going to dress him up?
Superboy.
He's going to be Superboy?
Yeah. He's got his cape. He's got his S on his chest.
Oh, he does? Superboy. Yeah. I love that.
Superboy.
That's super bad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Yeah. I'm going to have fun
with
it.
Do you go out for Halloween?
Oh, no, not really. But I might have to do a little something if I'm going to go trick or treating.
Well, if you're going door to door, you could go door to door in your neighborhood. You have homes in your neighborhood, right?
Yes. Huh. Yeah, we do. And they all expect it. We have that crazy house, the Boney Island house. You know, the guy who's
does
from
all
the
lights?
Yeah, with all the lights.
No
yeah.
kidding.
That's right
That's
there.
That's right there on your, near
uh-huh.
you.
On my block.
I know where that is.
Yep.
I've seen that. I go every year past there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
Holy
cow. Halloween in my
you gotta
neighborhood.
You got to see this house. There's not 1 inch of the yard, everything.
Everything.
Every single
inch of everything
that you could set your eyes on from property line to property line, right?
Yep. He's been preparing since August, so.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. This guy's beyond the real deal. No, he's just like boing, you're on the block, right? It's like, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a, you know, that's a pretty good thing to do with the kids.
Well, there you go. Reward yourself. There you go. Go out for Halloween. That's your reward if you could work out every day. And, well, the month's almost over. This is the reward yourself. But number 7, they said, is to be flexible. Eh, take like when you take a day off, be flexible. I don't know about that.
I don't know about
no.
that either.
No. You know what I say number 7 is?
What?
Be vigilant.
Yes.
Got to be vigilant with yourself.
You got to stay committed.
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 It's like a relationship.
Yeah, it is.
Can't give up.
And you mustn't let outside things take you away from your commitment.
Anything.
No. I think for 30 days you should be able to do that. And then it just becomes a habit. And so then it's in your mind that, you know, if a dinner comes up or this comes up, you work it around your workout. Simple as.
There's a simple phrase I grew up with. You gotta wanna bunt. Meaning, when you are asked to bunt, coach gives you the bunt sign. In your mind, you have to say, this is what I want to do. I'm doing it for the team. Therefore, I'm going to put the best possible bunt I possibly can down on the ground. Because if you give a half-assed, you know, bullshit sort of swing, and you know, everybody pokes the bat out there, kids, that doesn't work. And guess what? The worst thing you could do is mess up a bunt. Because it's really something that's supposed to be, you're supposed to be great at that. That's a fundamental quality that you have as a ball player. But the key is you have to want to do it. And even if you don't want to do it and you want to swing away and you're like, I could hit this guy 1,000,000 feet, doesn't matter. You're doing it for the team. Well, guess what? Same thing here. I think you're doing it for your family. I mean, for everybody else around you. Any single person that you come in contact with in the universe, you're doing it for them. Because healthier you, it's a more positive you, a more happier you, and it exudes out and it affects everybody around you.
Your life is just better.
It's better. Mm-hmm. Well, that's coming from a couple of gym rats.
We know the benefits, you know.
We know the benefits. We see the benefits.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
You see them every day. Yeah, not to get on the whole fitness thing here, but I mean, I think it's important.
Well, we care about people. And we care about their lives.
Right.
So, you know, if we can encourage people to live healthier and more productive lives, then I think we should. I don't think we should apologize for that.
No. No, and the excuse when they say the weather and all this business, you know, I go check out my blog, Walk the Mall. When in doubt, walk the mall. No, they do that over here. You know, Burbank, they got that big mall over there. People just cruise that mall. They do, and it gets, it's not even that cold here. But
where there's a will, there is definitely a way.
Got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks again to the, the Mayo Clinic gave me the inspiration to talk about that, but... anybody can do it. Follow your instincts. It's where true wisdom lies, and your instincts are always going to tell you that you feel better, right? When you always believe you can and always sit tall in the saddle. Love that.
Yeah.
Got to. Mm-hmm. And that's what helps with the core and all, all that business. So what else is cooking this week, Troy? What's happening with you? Because we're going to wrap it up pretty soon, but I liked how we took a little mellow approach today.
Oh, wow. There's nothing mellow about what's going on in
in your life?
In my life, no. Mm. Having just come back from the hustle and bustle of New York City. Mm. Frozen. We had a reading for some Broadway producers. Mm. And they're going off thinking about it and getting back to us. But within a week and a half. But for all intents and purposes, everything sounds great. Positive feedback.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys remember, Troy was our guest on the first week. She's an actress. She's in this play, Frozen. We talked about it, right? Go check it out in the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. Yeah. Troy Titus Adams. You can check that out. Yeah, but you did an awesome job. I was there. You're amazing.
Yeah. But
so these producers, so you were like in a room with producers.
Yeah, there were
reading.
About 30 people.
Really?
Yeah. And the whole cast was there. And we did a stage reading because obviously we thought, well, right. We don't need to have people sit round in chairs. Mm. We can actually do the performance. So minus lights and costume and so on and so forth, we did a full-on performance for them. And obviously...
Full-on.
You know, yeah,
start
full
to
on,
finish.
Full-on. And again, you know, the relevance of this play has been brought into light through the actions of that actor, Stephen Collins, you know? The Seventh Heaven, Dad.
Right. Right.
You know,
pedophiles.
So the pedophile. Mm. So it's just the subject's not going away. So we're staying current. But it was great to be in New York. Got back yesterday. Mm. Still
wish
recovering.
You're well with that.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
You're good.
Thank you.
Well, and you didn't take the baby, or you did?
I did.
Oh.
Yeah, we took the baby.
Wow.
So yeah, New York City was great, but it feels good to get back to this LA weather. I have to say,
it's the best.
I'm spoiled.
Phew. How could you not be? Well, another good show today, Troy.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Fury, check it out. You guys want to hear it again, you know where to find it. My website, there's some more info. RichTola.com. And I don't know what's on track for next week, but be another one. Movie, Monday.
I like the surprise.
Yeah, the surprise. Let's wait and see. See what's coming out. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Tola Talks, right?
Yep.
I appreciate it. Troy appreciates it. We all do. Thanks. It's awesome. Tomorrow, you want to tune in, check this out. Fetish model, porn star, actress, Brittany. Oh. Troy's looking at me. Brittany Benz.
Oh,
she's also a transsexual, Troy. So, this is going to be interesting. Yeah. So she's got a lot going on. Going to meet Brittany. She's up from San Francisco. Yeah, Troy, I like Troy's giving me this look. It's going to be a lot of fun, Troy. So it's also Top 10 Tuesday. So I think in honor of Brittany, I might do Top 10 Hookup Sites. I'm not sure. On the internet.
I can't get past the name, Brittany Benz.
Brittany Benz.
Oh.
Can't wait to meet Brittany.
Fun show tomorrow, folks.
Yeah, check it out, guys. That's it, folks. Well, I'm Rich Tola, and remember, dreams do come true. But hey, What do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.